Nico.
Hello, dear boy.
Nico McBrain. My hero, the tireless fan of the fans, Nico McBrain from Iron Maiden, is here.
Good evening, boys and girls. How the devil are you all?
And thank you so much for checking in with us. I know you're on the road. The Legacy of the Beast tour is going on. Iron Maiden, if you folks did not know, the Legacy of the Beast video game, you can get it on for iOS or Android. You can get it on your iPhone. It's kind of like Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes, only better. And this tour, this Legacy of the Beast tour, pretty exciting for you to play in all these different realms from the game that Eddie is battling his way through.
Yeah, that's right. We basically took the idea of the realms from the game, and decided we were going to go out, do like nothing new, all old stuff, songs we ain't played for a while.
Yeah,
and we lent the idea from the game, so it's we tip our hat to the Legacy of the Beast app game. So, yeah, and it basically starts off. We're in a war zone, then we go into a cathedral setting, and then the cathedral goes into Hades and into like hell. So, three different realms get dressed on the same stage. So,
wow.
it's quite fascinating. It's a very, very one of our biggest productions ever, and you know, we still use backdrops and drapes,
right?
You know, like
all right, yes,
theater.
Yes,
and yeah, it's really exciting. I'm very, very stoked still to be getting up there every night. I mean, bear in mind, Max, I don't get to see any of this stuff going on because
you're busy drumming, making the magic, driving the band.
Yeah, it is, mate. Yeah, I keep driving it, so I have to have a peek at YouTube occasionally to see what's going on, you know. But it's fun. It's a great show. We've got songs that we ain't played. Well, we did the Legacy Tour in Europe last year, so we dusted off Flight of Icarus, which we didn't play for, oh gosh, 34 years, 33
really?
Years.
Really?
Yeah, we last played it in 1986.
Wow.
And Sign of the Cross hasn't had an Aryan and Klansman for a wee while. So, yeah, all good stuff, mate. It's great.
If you just tuned in, we're talking to the man who can, has, and will again, Nico McBrain. Nico, a lot of people first became aware of you with Pat Travers, but then you joined the band and really cemented the lineup in 82. Your first debut, of course, Peace of Mind. And opening number is on the set list. I'm looking at the set list right now.
Absolutely.
Where Eagles Dare.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm glad I've got Ace's Eye to contend with before we play that song, because it kind of warms me up. It's one of those tunes, because of the time structure in it. It's a triplet based format on the verses, and then there's a quarter note grouping going into these into the bridges before the choruses. So it's quite a tough drumming part. I mean, it's not hard; it's just tough.
It's,
you know, it's tough in terms of the busyness of it. So I've got Ace's Eye under my belt, kind of warms me up before I go into Bare Eagles there.
Yeah, because
when we did do the Peace of Mind tour, we kicked the set off with that, and I was like, can we do a song or two before?
Well, you've always...
That's an old chestnut we hadn't played for a number of years as well, so we're really excited. The set list is immense, it really is, and changing one realm to the other, it's just, it's stunning. Visually, you know, you kids out there that get to see the show are going to be very, very impressed.
We're talking to Nico McBrain of Iron Maiden. Of course, it's September the 9th, Golden One Center in Sacramento. And this is going to be, you know, listen, Nico, I have never missed an Iron Maiden show in 38 years. I have been on the radio playing Iron Maiden for 38 years. Last time I saw you, I said to you, I was having a Trooper beer. I was enjoying a Trooper beer. And I said, Nico, from all of us fans, thank you. You're the tireless fan of the fans, and for so many people that you come out and shake hands and take the pictures, and you're the tireless fan of the fans. But I said thank you from the bottom of our hearts for driving this band. Mm-hmm. I know that your relationship with Steve Harris from day one, you guys had a bond.
Yes, we did. We we knew one another prior. You know, we met a couple of occasions before I actually joined the band, and we hit it off like as guys to guys, as mates, right? And then when he saw me playing with a guy called Donovan McKitty back in 79, he was impressed with my drumming and just remembered it. And it was in the back of his mind, you know. So the bond that we had kind of carried over into 83, 82, I did beg your pardon, when Clive was, you know, not doing too well. And Steve, you know, had the thought of who would I use to replace Clive, and I came to the forefront of his memory, and I've been there ever since.
Well, and your first gig with the band, you performed as Eddie.
Oh God, yeah, that was back in 1980 something.
Yeah,
Clive got sick, and they asked me to go to Belgium to do this TV show, and I said, "Yeah, it'd be great." And then they kind of like, "Well, we're gonna have to make you put an Eddie mask on," and I said, do I need it?
Hey, there's some.
So yes, I did. They did Killers and Rothschild and something else on a Brazil, a Belgium telly show. Yeah, that's quite a way back.
Yeah.
You know, my parts crossed. You know, when I was with Trust, I played 2 years with this French band called Trust, and we actually toured on the Killers tour.
Really?
With Iron Maiden.
Really?
Yeah, back in the 80s, early 80s, late 70s. And we did 30-odd dates across England, opening up for Iron Maiden. So I got to hang out. Paul Di'Anno was in the band then.
Yeah.
And they actually supported Trust in a couple of shows in France. So we kind of had a relationship outside of Iron Maiden, which is really cool.
Yeah, now there's some videos online of you coming to play some drums, and Eddie's behind the kit. There's some cool videos you can check out online of Nico trying to rehearse, trying to get ready for the show, and there's Eddie behind the kit. He's a monster. He wants to rule the world.
Absolutely. Freaking right. Who would have guessed?
Hey, a couple of things.
Who would have guessed that 40 years later, you know?
Yeah. Now, for those of you listening, we're talking to Nicole McBrain from Iron Maiden, September 9th. It's Golden One Center down in Sacramento. A couple things a lot of people might not know about Nicole McBrain. Number one, Bruce Dickinson is not the only pilot in the band. You have a pilot's license.
Yes, I do. I got my first solo single engine rating back in 1985, 86. Then I carried on and got a twin rating around 1988. I took some lessons off of a guy down in Galveston in Texas. I flew on and off for quite a few years, but I haven't actually flown an aeroplane. Must be 10 years now. So you never lose your license. You just have to go current, which means I'd have to go and do what's called a GFT, a general flying test, and answer some questions on air laws and stuff. So that's one great thing about having a pilot's license. You never actually lose it unless you get it taken away from you. Ridiculous, crazy you may have done, you know.
Now you're a big fan of the Jaguars. You know, my back in high school, I had a girlfriend whose father had a XKE V12, and I learned early on to appreciate the Jaguars.
Absolutely, yeah. You can't really get hold of it. You can't have a bit of nookie in the front of one of them because that gear stick gets in the way. But you know what I'm talking about, Max. Come on. I'm not so much a petrolhead as I am a Jagnut. You know, I loved my father turned me on the Jaguars when I was 10 years old. And then, of course, the E-Type came out in around 1962. And I was just immensely blown away by the sheer sexiness of those motor cars.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've had periods in their time over being owned by so many different companies over the years. But Mr. Tata, an Indian chap, owns it now, and he's really pulled the strings to getting it back as a reasonably affordable luxury car. You know, I mean, they've got some stunning stuff in their line now.
Yeah.
But, I love Jaguars, mate. I've got five of them at home. Five motor cars, they're all Jaguars, you know.
Now, talking about your dad also said, okay, the drumming's good, but you need to get a degree, and you have a degree in engineering.
Yes, I do. Yeah, I do. I went to school, what they call day release from my job. I was working in engineering, and the companies I worked for had a program which was like an indenture, which allowed you to go one day a week to a university or college.
Right.
And two nights, and it was a day release program, they called that.
Yeah.
And I did a 4-year course at the end of each year, had an examination to pass to carry into the next year. I did that, and the day I got my final result was purely by coincidence. But I don't really believe in coincidences. I believe the good Lord puts things in our on our path.
Right.
And you know, He made this letter arrive at my house. I gave my job up and went professional. I got home. My mum said, "This arrived for you. Oh, and by the way, what are you doing home?" And I said, "Well, I gave my job up today, Mum." And as I passed the exam, here you go. It was purely, it really worked like that. And so, yes, my mum was the one that my father asked me to do it for, in his words, a quiet life, son. Do this for me. Your mum's asked. Cool. I didn't know what my old man meant then until I got older and married myself.
Anyway. Well, you were sitting around with your dad.
No, that
was
what we did.
In parting, we have a show, Golden One Center, September the 9th, Sacramento. Parting, it all began. Your dad and you were watching TV, and it was Joe Morello from Dave Brubeck's
band.
That's
right.
That made you say, "I've got to play some drums."
I did. Yeah, I saw Joe do this, and it was all live television in those days.
Yeah.
You didn't have any videotape. You had films on telly, but you didn't have, like, you know, pre-recorded shows. Like, they were all live, and he was up there playing take five, and he did this drum solo, and it just blew my mind. And I said to my dad, "Who's that?" He said, "That's Joe Morello." I said, "I want to do that." He said, "You'll never be as good as Joe Morello, son." And I went, "Well, you know," and I went out and beat the living daylights out of my mum's cooker and everything, and I never looked back, mate, except for those 4 years that I went to college. So, you know.
Nico McBrain.
Nico McBrain
of Iron Maiden. I can't wait to see you September 9th, Golden One Center, Sacramento. Everybody listening, get your tickets at KOZZRadio.com. Do not miss Iron Maiden. Go. Have a good time tonight, man. And thank you so much for taking the time to visit with us.
Thank you, Nico McBrain.
Thank you so much.
Mate, you're a hero. Yeah, God bless everybody. See you in a couple of weeks. Take care.